You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boise Startup Week officially kicks off next Monday, October 7th. This six-day event highlights the Treasure Valley's growing entrepreneurial spirit. Speakers include people from just about every sector, including technology, retail, healthcare, education, and food and beverage companies. Joining us live in studio to talk more about Boise Startup Week is co-chair Nick Krabs and Megan Lacey, co-founder of the company Lumini. And we will learn more about her company in just a moment. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so Nick, I'm going to start with you, just kind of that cliche in the business world. Give us your elevator pitch if people don't know what Boise Startup Week is.
Sure. So Boise Startup Week is the largest entrepreneurial event in Idaho. But we're a conference that's trying to not take itself too seriously. So we do a lot of fun in addition to all the speakers and sessions and workshops. So we have a corporate dodgeball tournament. we do a VR bash. There's a block party where we have bands and the Tree Fort guys come down and help us organize that. And so it's really a collection of different parts of our community coming together to do something a lot of fun.
So this is the third year of your event, right?
This is fourth year.
This will be the fourth year. Last year, you had more than 2,000 attendees. So how many people are you expecting this year? And also, what kinds of people participate in this?
Absolutely. Well, fingers crossed, we have space for 3,000, and it looks like we're going to get pretty close to that number as of next week. So the kind of folks that come and participate, I like to say there is something for everybody at Startup Week. There's no doubt you will find your people, you will find things that interest you. But typically students, job seekers, tech entrepreneurs, people who are just generally interested in the business community here in Boise. It's pretty diverse. I mean, we have professors and educators that come down, high school students. So
you don't have to have a startup
to
participate.
No. In fact, I mean, one of our tracks is the food track. Anyone can be interested in food.
Everyone should,
yeah.
So, Megan, I want to bring you into the conversation because you'll be a speaker at this year's conference where you'll talk about your company, Lumini. Okay, so let's talk about the company and what the main product is.
Sure. So at Lumini, we build portable wall-penetrating radar sensors to help first responders and soldiers identify people and threats through walls. So kind of like an X-ray vision device.
Right. Oh, so how did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, we spun out originally out of a class at Boise State called Hacking for Defense that brings student teams together with the Department of Defense to solve their real national security problems. And so we were partnered with Special Operations Command, and they wanted to, you know, be able to see people through the walls. And we learned this is a huge problem, not only for special ops, but firefighters trying to find people in burning buildings, search and rescue, finding people in hostage rescue situations, in human trafficking. And so we were really passionate about solving this problem. So we just started working on the company full time.
And you went to the event last year.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So we actually pitched the last 2 years, and last year we won, and it was really awesome pitch experience. And we've had a lot of pitch experience since then as well, and have raised some money and just got back to Boise today. And
today's like your official first day with the company back in Idaho.
Yeah, back in Idaho. And so we're really excited to keep growing the business in Boise.
So what happened from last year at Boise Startup Week to now?
We won Boise Startup Week. We had a device that was, we had a prototype at that point. We refined it, and then we received some money from the Army in the spring. And then we got into Y Combinator in April, which is the original startup accelerator down in the Bay Area. And so we went through that, raised money through that, and then now we're back, and we have our product out in the field now.
So you are actually up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Nick, what was it about this company in particular last year when Megan pitched this that was like, this could be something?
Yeah. To be clear, I wasn't a judge in last year's pitch competition myself, but typically when you're judging an event like this, you really want to look for companies that have a great idea that's solving a real need in the marketplace. And so they already had potential customers coming to them, partnering with them, asking them for this product. And that's, that's a real clear indicator that a company is investable and has trajectory that you'd want to look at. And so talking with the judges that we had last year, I know that was a big part of the decision.
So, Megan, you're going to be one of the speakers this year. Mm-hmm. And talk to me about what you will be talking about?
Yeah. So I think one of the main things we'll be talking about is the Boise startup ecosystem and kind of how to, I guess, like the trials and tribulations of being a startup founder and why do it in Boise specifically is something that we'll definitely be talking about. And taking on fundraising, because I know everyone in the panel that I'm a part of has taken on money.
Is that fairly typical with startups, is that you need to try to raise money in order to get your product in? And Nick?
Yeah, I mean, so the answer is that raising money can help with your trajectory, but I always like to say that the new seed round is revenue, meaning that going out and finding your first customers and getting them to actually write you a check, it will, one, make getting funding much easier, but two, it's actually a much more stable foundation to build a business off of. So I think that's a misconception that people have about startups, which is that they need to go out, come up with an idea, pitch this idea on Shark Tank, and they're just magically going to, you know, build the thing and make it. Well, that's not true, and it's probably not the best path either. I think that's a common misconception.
We're talking with Megan Lacey, who is the co-founder of a Boise-based company, and Nick Crabb, co-chair of Boise Startup Week. So, as we said, Megan's going to be one of the speakers, but you also have some pretty big-name companies coming in. Google, Adobe, they're both going to be represented?
Yeah, so there's about 115 sessions that we do over the course of 5 days, obviously starting on October 7th. I encourage everybody to go to BoiseStartupWeek.org and see the full schedule. But, I mean, you know, Google, Adobe, Uber, we have representatives from the U.S. Census to come talk about open data and how you can access that data. We have special agents from the FBI, the governor speaking, I mean, and. And really, that's why I say there's something for everybody. If you go look at the schedule, I guarantee you will find a handful of sessions that look interesting.
Well, and you have different tracks, right?
Correct.
So talk about that a little bit.
So there's eight tracks, and we'll see if I can actually name all eight of them right here live. But, you know, food, food entrepreneurship, pretty self-explanatory. We have a great partnership with Albertsons and Chobani and Lamb Weston to help accelerate food product entrepreneurs. So we kind of cover that. Another pitch competition called Trail Mix happens there. The youth track, which is all high school students, single day event. We have about 500 to 700 high school students that come down. That's actually the event Adobe speaking at. The talent track for job seekers, start and grow. Those are really around early stage companies trying to figure out what they're trying to do and what their trajectory is. Oh my goodness. See, I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to miss them.
That's all right. So, but I mean, what's interesting too, I think, is, you know, this event, as you said, you're going into your fourth year and it seems to have grown so much in that time. Does that have to do with, I mean, of course, everybody knows more people are moving into Idaho, into the Treasure Valley, but does it also have to do with the fact that people want maybe to be an entrepreneur instead of have, you know, be your own boss instead of working for someone? What has changed all of this?
So, you know, I think those of us who've been around in the entrepreneurial community here for a while, I think we grumbled that this stuff didn't happen. And one day I and a small group of us kind of were like, you know what? It's our job. It's our job to make this happen. If this is something we can't, you can't ask government to do it for you. You can't ask big companies to do it for you. You know, entrepreneurs need to lead an endeavor like this. And so we need to step up and do it. And so, you know, there's a pretty good group of us, including the Tree Fork crew, folks at Trailhead. We all came together and said, let's do this. And very humble beginnings. I mean, our first year, we had 175 attendees. You know, second year, about 700. Last year, you know, over 2,000. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's more that when you provide the platform that's compelling, they will come, right? Build it and they'll come.
Right.
And I think that was all that was missing. I mean, obviously we keep getting more and more and more support as large companies here are trying to kind of capture that energy for themselves. And of course we love that. Right. And so I just see it continuing to build. I think the interest is there. And obviously the community's behind us. So that's amazing.
So Megan, what's next with your company? As we said, I mean, and we're perfectly serious. Today is your actual first day back in Idaho as an Idaho company.
Yeah. So the first thing is getting our new office set up, I guess.
you don't even check that out yet, right?
Yeah. So, but then after that, we have an Air Force contract right now. So we'll be really focused on developing our, I guess, continuing to develop our product and improve it for the Air Force and our other law enforcement customers.
Has this been a tough road, but has it been exciting?
Yeah, it's been, it has been really hard at some times, but it's totally been worth it. We actually bootstrapped for the first year and a half, 2 years, working odd jobs to make ends meet and really waiting to make sure our product was right before taking on money and before getting these contracts. And so it's really awesome now to be able to grow and have the resources mm-hmm. to do so.
Yeah. And, you know, I think hearing Megan talk about that, you know, I went through the same experience with my company, Vinyl, which is a software firm here in town. And the truth is that when you have that story kind of leading into how you got your product, how you sweat it out, how you, you know, it was difficult. Again, when you go to actually do funding and try and scale your business, you have mm-hmm. so much stronger of a compelling reason why investors should invest in you. They can see that you're bought into the process that you're trying to do, that you're going to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
So I think stories like Megan's and others are what makes it great, you know?
And we should note, I mean, one of the things that you really make sure you do is trying to keep much of the price of this experience at $0.
Yeah. So this is, as long as I'm the co-chair of Boise Startup Week, the tickets will be free. I believe that there should be no barrier to people being able to come down and learn about this if they want to. You know, we do have some ticket upgrades, of course, if you want a VIP ticket that has mm-hmm. some costs associated with it. But it's important that people feel like there's no barrier to being able to come down and participate.
And so just to clarify, it starts next month, a week from today, October 7th, mm-hmm. and people can just get online to find out all of the information.
Yeah, yeah. Full schedules on BoiseStartupWeek.org, and, you know, we look forward to seeing people there.
Good luck to you. This has really grown into something. So good luck as you head into next week. We've been talking with Boise Startup Week co-chair Nick Krabs and Lumini founder Megan Lacey. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The six-day showcase starts next Monday, as we said, and we should note that Boise Startup Week is a sponsor of Boise State Public Radio. Up next, we will dig into some new numbers around child poverty here in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.